Welcome back. There is a new exhibit on display at the Q Arts Gallery in Quincy Center called Shared Habitat Earth, or SHE. Today, we're so pleased to welcome the founder of the organization and one of the artists involved to talk about what SHE is and what you'll be able to see there, really through Earth Day this year. So please welcome Barbara Eskin and Yvonne Lamothe. Ladies, great to see you both. Thanks for coming over.
Good to be here.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity to learn about, Barbara, about Shared Habitat Earth, and also about the art that folks will be able to see this month. What is Shared Habitat Earth, Barbara?
Ooh, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a group of 40 plus, more than 40 artists who rallied around the idea of reaching out to the public through their art. And our message is the beauty of nature and what's happening to it if we don't make sure everything, life survives on this planet. It all began, actually, for me when I took a walk in the woods one day. I loved walking in the woods. And it was actually 2 years ago, about 2 years ago. And I felt embraced by nature out there. It was lovely. And the words Shared Habitat Earth came literally just came to me.
Really?
And I said to myself, that's strange. It sounds like an organization.
Hmm.
Who needs an organization now? We have so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, S-H-E, she, I just loved that.
Okay.
So then I reached out to other artists. I was a member of Galatea Fine Arts Gallery in Boston, and I have a lot of artist friends. And I reached out to one, and somehow it just snowballed. And in a very short time, we were a large group. The idea is to show through our art, to celebrate nature, actually, the beauty of it, and at the same time to point out, if it still needs to be pointed out, actually, to make clear, to show what is going to happen if we don't act to save it.
So it's art with a purpose.
It's art with a purpose.
With a cause,
right, yeah.
Do you have a background in art yourself?
Oh, sure.
You do?
Yeah. I'm from Germany originally. Before I moved here, I had a show in Germany and one in France. I lived in France for a while, and then I came here. And it took a while to adjust, and then I had shows here, too.
I see.
But then, ever since climate change has become such an overwhelming threat, I haven't been able to paint myself. I feel like organizing, just doing what we're doing, doing it together with others.
Really?
I feel you have more of an impact. If I just show my own work, this is just much more powerful, because we all have the same vision, the same concerns, but we have such different ways of expressing them.
I see. Yeah. Where was that walk? Where were the woods when you took that walk?
I was on Hammond Pond in
Boston.
I go there all the time.
Yeah.
I used to go there with my dog. Then my dog was no longer there. I'm going there by myself.
Interesting.
And I was alone.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel lonely out there.
So was that prompted because of the pandemic, Barbara? Were you trying to find more outdoor time, you know, when we were all kind of in lockdown?
Well, actually, it was also, you know, I always loved being out there.
Okay.
But somehow the pandemic made it even more of an urgency,
yep.
You know. And it's also meditative. You can take walks out there. It's such a wonderful healing
mm-hmm.
thing,
mm-hmm.
except when you also begin to think
mm-hmm.
that this might all no longer be there if we don't act, you know.
So you quickly, like you say, quickly organized about 40 artists now in the group.
Yes,
one of them is Yvonne, Yvonne Lamothe. Right. Welcome, Yvonne, nice to meet you.
Hello, yes.
Tell me a little bit about how you got involved with SHE.
Well, I was also a part of Galatea Fine Art.
I see.
Which is in the SOA Art District. So that's how I met Barbara.
Okay, all right.
And I was a teacher in Boston Public Schools, an art teacher for many years, and moved to Quincy. And when I moved to Quincy, I discovered all the wetlands and being by the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And I also discovered some issues I had about the threat to the environment here because of the compressor station, which I have to admit, and more recently, the fire at Clean Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that has really prompted me to feel like I have to learn more about that and take some action, because it's one thing to care about the environment and it's another thing not to act on what's going on. So becoming part of this group has been really a good way to be with other people who have strong concerns for what's happening globally and locally.
Right. So, yeah. So the exhibit Shared Habitat Earth has been kind of making the rounds in the Boston area.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. And it's here in Quincy now. Mm-hmm. How did that connection happen?
Well, being a Quincy resident now, I knew people who were part of the gallery running the art gallery. I'll meet them on walks, and I'm also right now teaching a watercolor class. But
for the Quincy Art Association.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That connection made it. I am part of Quincy Art Gallery, a member.
Yep.
And so I thought it was a perfect place. To have an art show, especially because we are on the wetlands, and we've had some issues with water coming over the wall.
Yes, as you just heard in the news, right?
Yes, yeah. That's correct. So we're kind of in the midst of it here.
Okay, all
and
right.
So, yeah, people have to become aware.
Yeah. So we have actually some pictures of some of the pieces of art that are on exhibit. We'd like to show folks and give a little sense for what they might see. And here's one of them. I maybe explain a little bit about idea behind this piece. Yeah.
That's Augusta.
It's Augusta. I actually just spoke to Augusta. It's about the cod going further north because of climate change.
Because of warmer waters, right?
Mm. Because of the warmer waters and Yeah, that's the intent behind her work. Her work is actually, it's a fiber art piece. She prints on fabrics.
I was going to ask about the different mediums.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's fiber, there's, I'm assuming, traditional
painting,
oil on canvas.
A lot of painting.
Sculpture?
Yes.
Yes. Photography?
Yes.
Okay, so a little bit of everything.
A little
bit of everything. Show folks another one and get a sense for what they might be able to see. Is this a peacock or a pheasant?
No.
Okay.
A cormorant?
Cormorant.
It's a little bit distorted. He looks a little more, he or she looks a little more slender.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the real life, okay.
Yeah.
These are just pictures we should point out.
Right.
Let's show the next one.
Want to show that?
That's take a look Norris. At that next one.
Oh, yeah, that's James C. Varn. I mean, this is an interesting example of where he's, it's ambiguous.
Yep.
He shows nature, but he shows something that might be a sunset. It might also be a roaring fire.
I see. Okay.
You know, there's that's what we, it's abstract. You know, don't look for specifics. But he's suggesting. Yeah. The beauty and also the threat.
It's interesting you say it's abstract, because when I read about the exhibit before I saw any of these images, the first thing I thought of was, I'm going to see pictures of the Neponset River, or I'm going to see pictures of Wollaston Beach, places in the environment. These are very abstract. Are they all abstract in the show?
No, we have both.
Oh, you
we
do?
We have both.
Okay.
Maybe the ones that are selected to show are abstract. Maybe I should have. But there was your cormorant.
Yes, right. Well, that's right. We do have a couple more to show folks. We want to give them a sense. Now, this reminds me of an Arctic scene.
That's what it is.
Okay.
It's Lisa Gorin, and she has taken lots of trips, and she's passionate about what's happening with the ice at the poles, and as somebody was saying, I was listening to a lecture the other day by Bill McKibben, a famous environmentalist, the ice is melting, it's not going to come back,
right.
It's irreversible, and there's so much that happens, related to the global warming, and this is one example.
And sea level rise, they both go hand in hand,
Totally.
I think there's a couple more we can show folks, just to give them a sense for what they might see. This looks very celestial.
And this is Aaron Starr, and it's called, Ocean's Cycle of Life.
Oh, okay.
And so it is, it's abstract, all right, but it suggests cycles, and it suggests water, and maybe it's a little watery. It could be also celestial, but the idea behind it is, again, the life, the cycles of life that we are disturbing if we if we don't act.
Sure, sure. There was a special event, Yvonne, I know you wanted to talk about, on Earth Day itself, right?
Yes.
April 22nd from 1 to 4, and what will be happening?
We will have a lot of art projects for children. We'll create upcycle birds out of...
Being an art teacher at
heart. Yeah,
I can't get away from it. Yeah.
And actually, Frax Four River residents donated 100 t-shirts.
Oh.
So this is, it says Green Future.
Yeah.
And when you think about little ones coming, this is a very little t-shirt.
Okay.
We want people to start thinking about the future of our little ones. So we'll be making t-shirts and birds and books. There'll be several artists from the gallery in Quincy, and they'll relate their artwork to what's happened, what they've showing in the gallery,
so
and what they're going to be creating.
Piece,
we
yeah.
have a book All artist right, that's okay. going to make a book. A large book with children. Actually, Augusta's idea was, because she's a fiber artist, to make the t-shirts.
Okay.
And other projects. There will be other projects. We'll also have some of the, we'll have representation from environmental groups such as Mothers Out Front and Quincy Climate Action Network and Frax. And the church is very generous, First Parish Church, giving us the space to use. They're always very thoughtful about the environment and environmental justice. We also will have Kava from the publisher of ArtScope magazine. I don't know, he lives in Quincy.
Oh, okay.
He also publishes his magazine across the street from the gallery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he'll be talking about how art raises awareness and creates community. And we also have Nathan Phillips, a professor from BU. He's an earth and environmental professor there. He'll be talking about the relationship of art to science. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a lot of speakers. Oh, we also have, potentially, we have a native drumming circle.
Mm. Not quite clear yet, but...
Yeah.
Keeping your fingers crossed.
Okay, all right.
And also a group called Terra, Bella Terra, which is a violinist, a guitar singer, and a sound, a digital sound person coming to.
Oh, a trio.
And they will be parading around the common with the children when they've made their bird.
Show your bird again, Yvonne. We didn't get it the first time.
Well, they can.
There you go.
They can walk with their little creatures, bird creatures, in their little t-shirts.
So fun for all ages.
And they'll learn about the environment.
Bella Terra is beautiful earth in Italian.
Yeah, right.
Okay, very nice. Will there be a tree planting? I heard there was also a tree planting.
That was in the planning, but somehow it never came through.
Oh, it did.
So we decided to be creative in other ways.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You would probably encourage folks to plant a tree in their own property,
On
Earth Day. I know that's one of the events that always takes place. So I did want to read, if I could, just kind of the mission statement for She Shared Habitat Earth, because it's quite involved in it, but I think it really describes quite perfectly what it is you're trying to do. Shared Habitat Earth suggests cross-species respect. So right there, you're talking about, you know, humans and nature interacting respectfully, right?
Intercultural
solidarity.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that, Barbara?
I meant it's about humans and animals. It's about humans dealing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Solidarity. We have to work together to save life on this planet. There's so much antagonism going on. There's so much, so many frictions among different groups of us humans. So you know, we should talk together and work together. And the next thing is shared sense of solidarity.
Yes.
Responsibility.
Yep.
Right? So we should work. We're all in the same boat. I'm very keenly aware of tensions rising tensions among humans mm-hmm. these days, which I think have to do with what we are all aware of and try not to think about too much. But we should, and we should face it and deal with it and deal with each other in a responsible way and deal with nature in a responsible way. Yeah. I sound like a preacher, I'm sorry.
Well, this is why you're here, though, to talk about the organization. Where do you see Shared Habitat Earth, you know, going from here? First of all, this current exhibit, where does it go after Quincy?
Well, we have only one concrete plan, which is we're going to be in at Lesley University next beginning of the year.
Okay.
I think we should reach out to get more young people involved, and we're working on that.
Okay.
Because I know they're very passionate about working for climate. And I should also say we're also trying to focus a little bit more on activism.
Okay.
Like when you go to our show in Quincy here, you see our art and you see QR codes, so you can get educated on issues and find out ways you can become active. So we're thinking of becoming a little bit more activist, reaching out to the young. If there are young people out there, please get in touch. We
okay.
want
yeah.
you.
All right.
Right? Yeah. So that's basically, but otherwise we want to keep on doing what we're doing. It's necessary, mm-hmm. you know.
How many actual pieces in this exhibit here in Quincy, do you know?
27.
27?
Yeah.
Okay. It's free to go to, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No cost
definitely.
To go. Is there a cost to join SHE?
No, not at all.
No cost for that at all?
No.
Okay.
This one I mentioned, you mentioned Kava. You didn't mention his last name.
Oh.
Kava Mashtabai.
Yeah.
So he's one of the two
yes.
Speakers who are going to give a gallery talk.
Okay. Where are your artists from? Are they from the area?
Local, greater Boston. But people are getting in touch from Providence and, you know, New Hampshire and Maine. Mm-hmm. So we're reaching further afield.
Yeah. yeah. What do you want folks to take away from this exhibit, Barbara, once they see it, and once they, you know, go to the event on Earth Day? What is it that you would like them to do?
I want them to come see our show.
Of course. That's number one, right? Yeah.
And I would like them to be aware, be informed, join whichever, become active in whichever way they feel comfortable being active.
Right.
There's not one single way. One way could be to do art and join us. Another way could be to go on demonstrations. Another way, there's so many ways.
Okay.
So be informed and act in whichever way you feel like acting to help save life on this planet.
Period, end of story, right? What about for you, Yvonne?
I think the same thing. It's to make especially the younger generations cognizant of what is going on and to make choices mm-hmm. for the future, because it's time to move forward with energy and to think in a progressive way, because we can't stay where we are now and expect that things are just going to work.
I want to thank you both for coming by and telling us about SHE and about this exhibit, and I wish you success in the future.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you very much for having us
here.
Oh,
it's my pleasure.